We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
We are down to the final 3 weeks of the regular season. Hard to believe here in the state of Kansas for high school football week number 6. And another crucial 8-man Division II District 3 contest looms large tonight as it's Wildcats v. Wildcats. Frankfort hosting Hanover. Both of these teams looking to bounce back after taking a loss last week on a good Friday night. Very calm evening here in Frankfort. It's Kurt Kilman back in studio. I am Brandon Tam, and thanks for tuning in here on 92.1 KMZA, are also online at mscsports.net. These two teams looking up at number one Axtell in the district standings. Axtell remains perfect at 5-0. Frankfort losing their first game last week at Axtell 54-8, dropping the Frankfort Wildcats to 4-1 overall, 3-1 in district play, also 4-1 in TBL play as well. Hanover losing for a second straight week. They lost last week at Osborne 36-26, and the week before that, they lost by 6 to number one Axtell. It's the first time in 10 years that Hanover has lost back-to-back games. So both of these teams right now looking up at Axtell in the district and the TBL standings, and both teams battling some injury issues and shuffling of their rosters down the stretch. Not an ideal scenario for either team, but plug and play, do what you can down the stretch, and it's a key one tonight, not only in the TBL, but for District 3. Here in Class 8, Man Division 2. Our pregame coverage continues here on 92.1 KMZA. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. You'll hear my conversation with Frankfort head coach Nick Anderson as we roll along here as we are about 15 minutes until the opening kick. So keep it locked in. It's Wildcats against Wildcats. Frankfort hosting Hanover. My conversation with Nick Anderson is up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank & Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank & Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Our pregame coverage continues as we get set for Hanover and Frankfort tonight, joined now by Frankfort head coach Nick Anderson, coming off the first loss of the season last week at Axtell. Coach, how have the guys responded this week throughout the course of practice?
No, I think they were obviously disappointed in how they performed, and obviously we had some things that happened that, you know, didn't do us any favors, but they know they didn't perform well, and at least not well enough to compete against a quality football team, and they responded okay, and they know that things aren't going to get much easier anytime soon. So, you know, it's been a decent week so far, and so we'll see what happens.
What were some of those key takeaways from that Axtell game?
Well, we were, you know, it might not seem like to the outsider, but believe it or not, we were in good position more times than not. It was just an execution issue. We're in the right spots and so on and so forth. It's just we didn't execute. And, you know, that's hard to deal with this late in the season, but that's obviously something that we need to focus on moving forward.
Certainly a bright spot, despite the loss, was running back Ethan Armstrong. Ran for over 80 yards, had a score as well. What'd you like about his performance?
Yeah, Ethan, I thought he ran hard. And, you know, when things kind of starting to fall apart for us, he was willing and, you know, he was wanting the ball in his hands and asking for it. And so I thought that was good out of our senior running back to try to shoulder most of that load later in the game.
Let's talk about Hanover for a minute. They're 3-2. They're coming off back-to-back losses for the first time since 2011. What challenges do they present this week?
You know, right now they're very similar to us. You know, they're going to be, you know, a long ways from being 100%, you know, when healthy-wise. And, you know, so they still present challenges. Some of the things they do offensively, they move around a lot that, you know, can try to get you out of position pre-snap. So we got to be really good before the ball's even snapped. And we got to do a better job of tackling in the open field because they got some guys that have decent speed and elusiveness that can give teams problems.
What are going to be some keys to the game to go out and get a win this week?
You know, very similar to last week. You know, we got to put ourselves in good down distance situations, and we can't turn over the ball. And it all boils down to execution. And we've got to get better in those areas for sure.
That's Frankfort head coach Nick Anderson joining us here on the pregame show. We'll take a timeout and then head live to the field to get you set for the Battle of Wildcats tonight on KMZA. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now's the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic every Wednesday in October from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. A vaccine consent form must be filled out prior to receiving your vaccine. You can find the form on our website at www.nemvch.com. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Frankfort and Hanover coming up momentarily. They're going to go ahead and knock out the national anthem right now, so we'll go ahead and take another quick timeout. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. online at 1hbank.com.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Omega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Hein and True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a True Value.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
About 5.5 minutes until the opening kick, a crucial eight-man Division II District 3 contest tonight from Frankfort, as the Wildcats hosting the Wildcats of Hanover. Again, these two teams looking up at number one Axtell right now in the TBL, also the district standings as well. Second place in the district, though, is on the line, or at least that spot moving into the final 2 weeks is on the line. Frankfort right now 3-1 in district play. Hanover a half game back at 2-1, so they're right there in the loss column. Hanover's played one less district game. Hanover gets the win. They move to 3-1. We'll drop Frankfort to 3-2. They will switch in the district standings. If Frankfort obviously wins tonight, that puts them in prime position to at least hold true at that number two spot in the district. Assuming Axtell is able to win out this year, their schedule has lightened up a little bit the final 3 weeks. Axtell does play Lynn tonight on the road. And then Frankfort Hanover tonight, also, of course, a key game. Blue Valley Wetmore, the bottom of this district, those two teams meet as well. Blue Valley coming off their first win against Lynn last week. Wetmore still searching for their first win of the season. So again, it's an important game tonight. Right now, it seems like Axtell, they control their destiny. If they win out, they'll win the league, they'll win the district, put themselves in prime position come postseason play. But in a sense, below Axtell, very important game for both of these teams. Rather be the 2 than the 3 in the district, no doubt about it. So obviously, the winner will put themselves in position to land that spot going forward. Let's talk about these two teams. Again, they're both struggling with injuries, and a lot of young guys have been playing here the last couple of weeks. It's going to be the same here tonight. Two very young quarterbacks are going to be going at it. Of course, Caden Dollinghouse, the original starter for Frankfort, he has switched now. He's going to be playing running back, add a little more depth in the backfield. That brings in freshman Ty Smith, who, of course, stepped in early last week at Axtell, had some trouble. Granted, again, it was the number one team in the state that you were facing, but showed some flashes. He'll get the start here tonight with Caden Dollinghouse playing running back alongside Ethan Armstrong, who had a big game last week, 85 yards and a touchdown. Braylon Stahlbomber, of course, is a 6-foot senior for Hanover. Doesn't appear that he'll be playing tonight, so it looks like from the jump it's going to be sophomore Brigham Bruna who will play quarterback for the Wildcats tonight. Does have some playmakers along the outside as well, and both these teams certainly want to run the ball. And we'll see. Again, both these teams having to play some younger guys, dealing with injuries. Big injury for Frankfort, Samuel Gross, their leading tackler on defense and one of their tight ends on offense, out there in crutches right now. Left foot is in a walking boot, so that's obviously a big loss for Frankfort. So again, we got some younger guys stepping in, some young quarterbacks here tonight. It's going to be interesting to see, because Hanover, again, they have lost back-to-back games for the first time in 10 years. Hanover's dominated this series, winning 15 of the last 16 as the coin toss going on right now. Frankfort has won the toss. They will defer to the second half, so that means the Wildcats have Hanover will get the ball first. Again, it's Wildcats on Wildcats here tonight. Frankfurt, the red home uniform, silver pants, white numerals and lettering, trimmed out in silver, road white tops for Hanover. Blue pants, they got blue letters and numerals. They are trimmed out in red. And Kirk Kilman back in the studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you for joining us as we are now getting set for kickoff here in about a minute. These two teams needing this one, putting themselves in a prime spot, that number two spot in the district as well, as we continue to come down the home stretch. Hard to believe, final 3 weeks of the regular season. So again, it's so important for the district jockeying for position. And right now, again, the winner tonight will, at least for the time being and going into next week, will hold the number two spot behind Axtell, barring Axtell tripping up somewhere. Again, Axtell is playing Lynn tonight. Lynn is 2-3 overall. They are 1-2 in district play. Again, Hanover, they have won 15 of the last 16 in this series, dating back to 2008. Frankfurt's only win in that span. That came back in 2011. That was the same year that Hanover last time lost back-to-back games. Good crowd on hand. Again, a beautiful night here in Frankfurt. Calm winds, cool breeze. Lights are on. Emmett Juneman is back deep for Hanover.
ID.
Set to receive the opening kickoff. Just moments away from the kick. Here again, you are tuned in. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Bringing you 8-man Division II action tonight with Hanover here in Frankfurt. Appreciate Kirk Kilman back in studios as always, keeping us locked in and on the air. Frankfurt lining up to kick this one away, teed up in between the hash marks at the 30. They'll kick from right to left. Hanover will move offensively from left to right. Got to get the clock right. At 15 minutes on the clock, this ain't the NFL. Be wild if it was. We have switched it to 12-minute quarters. So we are set for 8-man football tonight. Two of the more talented teams top to bottom in the TBL. But again, both of these teams battling the injury bug. So kind of a chess match in this one. This one should be interesting. And here we go. It's a low, high kick that's going to go straight out of bounds at the 15. And there is the flag. So Hanover should start with pretty good field position here on their opening drive. So again, it's going to be the sophomore Brigham Bruna at quarterback. Braylon Stahlbaumer, the senior six-footer, not out there tonight for Hanover. So again, a lot of young guys. We got two very young quarterbacks, a sophomore for Hanover and a freshman for Frankfurt. Bruna's first snap. He'll stand in the shotgun. Receivers to his right, also one to his left. A running back there, tucked up sidecar left. He got popped. Play action coming here to the near side, and it's intercepted at midfield. He was blasted at the 15, and it was Caden Dollinghouse coming up with the interception. And just like that, one play, one turnover. 6 seconds into the game, the Wildcats will take over at the Hanover 39-yard line. So Frankfurt takes over in Hanover territory. First and 10 at the 39. They go from right to left. It's Ty Smith, the freshman quarterback, under center. He'll take the snap. Give to the running back, maybe a yard to the 38 over left guard, and that's about it. It'll bring up second down and 9, as it was Dollinghouse on the carry for a yard. And Caden Dollinghouse had been the quarterback. He was the leading rusher, but with some injuries and some shuffling around, they are playing him at running back tonight with Ty Smith, the freshman, operating under center. It's Ethan Armstrong in the backfield now. Dollinghouse Slot to the right. Smith under center. They're going to toss it right side. Armstrong gets a nice block. He'll cross the 35 down to the 34 for a gain of 4. That'll bring up third down and 5. Ethan Armstrong, strong game last week. 85 yards and a touchdown in the loss at Axtell. Came into tonight with nearly 370 rushing yards in 5 games and 7 touchdowns. Dollinghouse the leader with rushing touchdowns for the Wildcats. For Frankfurt with 10. So a big 3rd and 5. Ball at the Hanover 34. Smith under center. Armstrong, Dollinghouse in the backfield. They're going to send Ethan Armstrong in motion to the near side. It's going to be an option. Ty Smith keeps it himself. He's got a first down near the 25. He needed the 29. He gets it to the 26 for a gain of 8 and a first down. It was a tough spot for Ty Smith last week, stepping in early. Really his first playing time in the season at the number one team. An 8-man D2, he certainly took his lumps, but definitely showed a few flashes. He looked good on that run, picking up 8 for a first down. Frankfurt has it, first and 10 at the Hanover 26. Not quite 2 minutes in, no score. Smith under center. He's going to keep it himself. He stumbles away from a tackle. He's got a little bit of room inside the 20, down to the 17 for gain of about 8 yards. It'll bring up second down and 2. So a couple of good runs back-to-back for Smith. A couple of 8-yard runs, and now second down and 2 at the Hanover 17-yard line. Looks like Smith having an equipment issue. Official helping him out there. So Hanover's first play of the game was an interception by Dollinghouse. Now Frankfurt's on the move. They have it second and 2 here at the Hanover 17. Ball on the far side hash. They move from right to left. Get to the ball quickly. Smith under center. Takes the snap. Ooh, and Dollinghouse is ripped down in the backfield. Incredible play. That is Tragen Graff, the junior, laying the stick for a loss of 2, and it's now 3rd and 4.
Tackled by number 23, Tragen Graff.
Just blew up the right guard. For a 2-yard loss in the backfield back to the 19. Another big 3rd down, 3rd and 4. Hanover 19, ball between the hash marks. No score, 8:50 and counting first quarter. Both these teams looking to rebound after losses last week. Smith under center. Armstrong in motion. They go to the right side. It's an option. Smith has it. He's got a first down and out of bounds around the 10. So they'll mark him down at the 10 for another solid pickup. He gains 9 and it's first down.
Ball carry by number 14.
3 carries, 25 yards here on the opening drive for the freshman Ty Smith. First and goal at the 10. Frankfurt trying to strike first in this one. Methodical, in and out of the huddle. Tight formation, Dollinghouse behind Smith. Armstrong slot to the right. He comes in motion here to the near side. They come this way with an option. Ty Smith keeps it himself, gets the edge, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Frankfurt. What an opening drive for the freshman, Ty Smith. That is a touchdown, and 6-0 our score, just like that. 8:23 to go in the first quarter. 4 carries. 35 yards and a touchdown for the freshman on the opening drive. Frankfurt, they have been very good. 2-point conversions this year, 13 of 17, 76%. They'll line up for a 2 here. Smith under center. Take the snap. It's Dollinghouse right up the middle, getting pushed back, and it's no good. Now 13 of 18 on the year and 2-point conversions. 8:23 left in the first quarter. Frankfurt strikes first. They lead Hanover 6-0. You're tuned into the high school game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Freshman quarterback Ty Smith, a great opening drive for Frankfort after the interception. Four carries, 35 yards, and the first touchdown. They failed the two-point conversion try, so 6-0 Frankfort here at home on senior nights over Hanover. 8:23 to go in the opening quarter. And Hanover got the ball first, had one play, and they threw an interception. It was a 39-yard touchdown drive and under 4 minutes for Frankfort. Hugo Bonnet, the senior kicker, has kicked this one away for Frankfort. 6-0 lead on the home turf over Hanover. Again, last win for Frankfort in this series was 10 years ago, 2011. With the injuries and the players kind of moving around, it's certainly, I think, going to be a competitive ball game. There's the kick, and it's nearly fumbled out of bounds, but picked up, and they're going to knee it down at the 13-yard line, and that's where Hanover will take over for their second drive of the ball game.
Ball is down at the 12-yard line by number 14, Hayden Barron. Hanover will have it.
First and 10 at the Frankfort 13-yard line. This will be their second play offensively. First play to open the game was an interception after quarterback Brigham Bruna got absolutely lit up in the backfield, which put a lot of loft under that ball, and Caden Dollinghouse, the back end of the defense, reading it well and getting the interception. So it's Bruna again, pistol formation, running back slotted to his right, high snap. It's going to be an option, and that is blown up back at the 5. Dollinghouse in on the stop. That was Emmett Judeman. So it is back to the 6-yard line. It's a loss of 6.
Dropped down in the backfield by number 16, Ethan Armstrong.
Ethan Armstrong in there on the stop as well. So second down and maybe even 17 back to the near 5-yard line. It's at the 6, so it is a loss of 7. And a tough start here for Hanover. Brigham Bruna under center on 2nd and 17 with Juneman in the backfield. They're going to give it to Juneman up the middle. He hits a wall and fighting for maybe forward progress for a yard up to the 7. They'll give him a yard. But 3rd down and 16 coming up at the 7-yard line. Grant Steffes in on the stop. It's 3rd down and 16. Now for Hanover. 7 minutes to go. Clock moving first quarter. Frankfort 6, Hanover nothing. Second drive of the game for Hanover. And they're in trouble. 3rd and 16, backed up in their own territory. Bruna takes the snap. He'll play fake. Throws it, and it is nearly intercepted by Dollinghouse again off the chest and incomplete. And that'll bring up 4th down and 16. Rough start for Hanover, and it's 4th and 16 from their own 7. Philip Dobell, the senior, looks like he is set up in punt formation. Lane Loizo stands at midfield, and he'll take it, and he slips, and he falls at the 37, maybe the 38-yard line of Frankfort, and that's where Frankfort takes over at the 38. Between the hash marks near midfield. So 6:10 to go first quarter. Frankfort 6, Hanover nothing. Tough start for Hanover offensively. An interception and a 3-and-out. Again, Ty Smith had a great opening drive, 4 carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown. The freshman quarterback for Frankfort. Ethan Armstrong in motion. They're going to fake the dive, give it out to Armstrong on the outside. Gets knocked out of bounds into Hanover territory at the 36-yard line for gain of 6 yards. It'll bring up second down and four. 6 yard
gain on the play. It'll bring up second and four from the 36-yard line.
Could be a long night for Hanover if they allow Frankfort to continue to get to the edge. They've been able to do that so far early on. Smith under center. Ethan Armstrong is a receiver here to the left side. Smith fakes it. Here's the edge again to the near side. Good cut. 35-20. Or 25-20, I should say. Inside the 10. And Smith is down to the 5. It's a gain of 31. And it's first and goal. 5 carries now, 66 yards for Ty Smith. And this is a completely different quarterback than what we saw last week in Axtell. Running hard, good blocking, of course, by the offensive line up front, allowing the skilled position players to get the edge. Frankfort trying to extend the lead here in the first quarter. Smith is going to keep it himself, and he's going to be drugged down at the 2, maybe the 1, and they'll mark him outside the pylon at the 1. It'll bring up second and goal. What a first quarter for Ty Smith. Now 6 carries, 70 yards, and a score, and he's threatening here once again for his team to add another touchdown on the board. They already lead 6-0, 4:35 and counting here in the first quarter. Peyton Gerstner, the tight end, going out strong right. And receiver Ethan Armstrong here left. Dollinghouse behind. They're going to run a quarterback sneak with Smith, and he is waiting for the call. It's in. Touchdown. Quarterback sneak. And another touchdown for the freshman, Ty Smith. 2 here in the quarter. 12-0 Frankfort, 4:23 to go here in this frame. So now 13 of 18 on two-point conversion tries. They'll try another one here. They missed out on the first one earlier in the quarter. They run an option left, and Smith is ate up in the backfield, not even close. So 0-for-2 on a two-point conversion tries here so far, but 2 touchdowns for Frankfort. 4:23 to go, first quarter. They lead Hanover 12-0. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
12-0 Frankfort here at home against Hanover, 4:23 to go in the opening quarter. The freshman, Ty Smith at quarterback for Frankfort, has both touchdowns, 7 carries, and 71 yards. Hanover had an interception on their first offensive play of the game. Their second drive went 3 and out where they lost 6 yards and had to punt it away. And Frankfort has scored on both of their possessions here in the first quarter. They are 0-for-2 now on two-point conversions and have a 12-0 lead. 4:23 to go first quarter. They set to kick it away. There's the kick. Line drive kick coming here to the near side, and it just gets out of bounds before the end zone, and another flag. Second time the kick has gone OB. So Hanover will certainly have decent field position to start.
I'm back.
So after the kick out of bounds, I think Hanover is going to make Frankfort kick it again, so they'll back it up to the 25. And they will re-kick this one away. And Frankfurt looking for their first win over Hanover in 10 years. They have a 12-0 lead with just over 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Both these teams battling injuries. A lot of key players, though, for Hanover. Not on the field tonight, including their quarterback, their number one running back as well. So certainly some issues, but it's the next man up. So here's the kick from the 25. It's going to bounce, and it's going to go out of bounds again. I would think Hanover wants to maybe send him back 5 yards and have him kick it again. We've certainly seen this issue in the eight-man ranks, is being able to keep it in play off the tee. That's back-to-back kicks, out of bounds, basically the same kind of trajectory and direction where it's coming off the kicker's foot. And now they're backed up to the 20, and they'll have to kick it off again. We'll see what they do with this one. And if you're just joining us, Frankfurt, a 12-0 lead over Hanover. Key eight-man district 3, eight-man district 2, or I should say eight-man D2, district 3 contest. 12-0 Frankfurt here in the opening quarter, 4:23 remaining in the frame. After two kicks out of bounds, now Frankfurt is backed up to the 20. Set to kick this one off again, so we'll see what happens. Ty Smith, both touchdowns for Frankfurt. Now it's just going to be a squib kick, and Hanover's going to have great field position in Frankfurt territory, and a late flag comes in from the back judge. So right now, Hanover would start at the Frankfurt 37. Let's see what the flag is. It came in after the tackle from the back side. And it's going to be a holding against Hanover, so a big break there for Frankfurt. So at least backs him up back into their own territory. So it will be first and 10, Hanover at their own 33-yard line. 4:22 to go, first quarter, 12-0. Frankfurt lead.
Axtell up 22-0 over Lynn.
Axtell a 22-0 lead over Lynn, so they're already off to a blazing start, the number one team in eight-man D2. So it looks like they're switching quarterbacks here. It's going to be Emmett Juneman. Just kind of takes it out of the backfield himself and gets a lot of room to the outside. He's got a first down and more. He's got the sideline, breaks the tackle. This is going to be a Hanover touchdown. Emmett Juneman, 47 yards out of the Wildcat formation. And just like that, Hanover strikes and is right back into it. Frankfurt's lead is cut to 12-6, 4:11 to go in the first quarter. That's exactly what the doctor ordered if you're Hanover. After a tough start, they put Juneman back there at quarterback. And he took it himself around the left end. 47 yards, house call. Here's Bruna back in for the two-point conversion. They throw it in the end zone. Juneman has it. And the two-point conversion is good. So just like that, it's a four-point game. 4:11 to go, first quarter. Frankfurt a 12-8 lead on Hanover. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
One play, 47 yards. Emmett Juneman for Hanover, getting his team on the board with a 47-yard touchdown run around the left end. Two-point conversion is good. They have cut Frankfurt's lead to 12-8 with 4:11 to go here in the first quarter. So after a tough start, after an interception and a three and out, they get a 47-yard TD run. See if Frankfurt can respond. They're two for two on their drives. Juneman doing it all. He'll kick this one away. It's just a squib kick down the middle. Loizo's going to pick it up at the 20, across the 20, to the 23, and that's where Frankfurt begins their half of the field, first and 10. Frankfurt 12-8 lead on Hanover, 4:05 to go first quarter. Third drive here in the game for Frankfurt. Their first two drives have ended in touchdowns by freshman quarterback Ty Smith. With seven carries for 71 yards here in the quarter. And those two scores. So Smith under center. Ethan Armstrong in the backfield. Caden Dollinghouse slot right. Got Steffes tucked up left side. It's going to be Smith on a keeper. Just runs behind his right guard up to the 25-yard line for a gain of two. It brings up second down and eight. 2-yard gain on the play. Frankfurt coming into tonight averaging just under 40 points per game. 306 yards of total offense, majority of that on the ground, 265 and change of that 306 in the ground game. Second down and eight, their own 25. 3:25 to go first quarter. They lead Hanover 12-8. It's a play action pass. Smith is going to throw one downfield through the hands of his receiver, incomplete near the first down stick. Peyton Gerstner, the senior, intended targets. And it's going to bring up third and eight from the 25. The first pass attempt of the game for Ty Smith. And it was a good one. His receiver certainly had an opportunity to make the play. It was a little high, but through Gerstner's hands. And it brings up third down and eight at the 25. Big chance for Hanover to get a stop here. Trailing 12-8. 3:17 to go first quarter. Smith under center. Oh, and he dropped the ball. It was a botched snap and is able to make something happen. He winds up getting a few yards out to the 29. About close to a 5-yard gain on a near disaster play. 3-yard gain on the play. I'll bring up fourth and five. So it's a gain of three. Just shy of the 30. It brings up fourth and five. And it looks like Frankfurt is lining up to punt this one away. Hanover is not putting anybody back. They're just going to let it go. And a pretty good punt to the far sideline, but it goes out of bounds. Distance was good, but couldn't keep it between the lines. Officials still running up. Hanover gets it at their own 32-yard line. So a three and out for Frankfurt. Hanover gets it back with a little momentum down 12-8 with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Holton up 21-0 over Hiawatha.
Holton a 21-0 lead over Hiawatha. Our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. First and 10 for Hanover. Their own 32. They give it to Juneman, breaking a tackle, and then is able to grind up to the 35 for a gain of three, bringing up second down and seven over the left side. Ball carried by number four, Juneman brought down by number 60, Ethan Armstrong. Ethan Armstrong in on the stop. Second and seven for Hanover at their own 35. Coming up on the final 2 minutes here in the opening quarter. Frankfurt leading 12-8. Hanover's first two possessions were an interception and a three and out. Their last drive was a one-play, 47-yard touchdown run by Emmett Juneman. Juneman in the backfield. He works to the right. It's going to be an option this way, and he is blasted and drugged down, but breaks away from a tackle, and he's going to be close to a first down. There's a flag on the play here on the near side. That should have been a loss, but ends up getting close to the first down stick. Looks like the yardage is enough for a first down, but there is a flag, so we'll see. And it's a block in the back against Hanover, so a costly penalty after Judeman worked so hard to get the first down. And so that's another penalty against Hanover, second penalty here in the quarter. This one hurts them. It drops them back to their own 26, making it second down and about 16.
With the penalty, it will bring up second and 16 from the 26-yard line.
Minute 41 to go here in the quarter. Second and 16. Bruna in the shotgun. He's got a receiver to each side. Emmett Juneman lined up to his left. Man in motion from right to left. Bruna's going to pass. Throws it. It's caught at the 30. Nice little pitch and catch. Getting the penalty yardage back. Gain of about 6. Maybe 7. Up to the 33. So it's a gain of 7. So third and 9 after a gain of 7. Down under a minute to go here in the quarter. They'll split 2 left, 1 right. Bruna in the backfield, shotgun by himself. And the Juneman comes in motion, gets in the backfield with him. They fake it to him here on the screen. Now Bruna's rolling to his left, gets away from one and has to run. He'll get a few yards to the 35, pushed out of bounds on the far sideline. He'll gain 3, but it's going to be fourth down.
Ball carry by number 13.
Bring a fourth down and a long 6.
Out of bounds by number 16.
Call it fourth down and 7.
It's fourth down.
Another big play, or it looks like, well, we'll see. Looks like Hanover's going to punt it away. And they might have got Frankfurt to jump off sides. They did. So on 4th and 7, a big penalty against Frankfurt. That's going to make it 4th and 2. So now, I would have to imagine Hanover's going to set up to go for it. Brigham Bruna back in the game from 4th and 7, in which they were about to punt, to now 4th and 2. Hanover will go for it. Final 43 seconds here in the opening quarter. Frankfurt leads Hanover 12-8. Ball's on the turf. They try to quarterback sneak, and Dollinghouse is on it. And it is a turnover. They're calling it a fumble, and Frankfurt has it at their own 36-yard line. The second turnover here in the quarter for Hanover. And again, I just cannot agree with the play call on 4th and 2, the way Juneman had ran it on the last drive and his size. They went with a quarterback sneak with the sophomore who's listed at 5'6 and a buck 20. Here's Ty Smith, hands it off to Dollinghouse here on 1st and 10. He gets up to midfield to the Hanover 39 for a gain of 4, bringing up 2nd down and 6. So 2nd and 6, 20 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Probably one more play. Two turnovers have certainly hurt Hanover here in the first quarter. Dollinghouse in motion. Ty Smith keeps it himself, and he is brought down in the backfield for a loss. Back to the Frankfurt 39. It'll be 3rd and 8 when we come back. At the end of the first quarter, Frankfurt 12, Hanover 8. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a two-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories. And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow. Where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Hanover, Frankfurt, tonight's our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for tuning in. 12-8 is the score. Frankfurt the lead and the ball. Hanover had two turnovers in the first quarter, an interception and a fumble. They switch sides of the field. Frankfurt going now from left to right offensively. They have it 3rd and 7 at their own 39-yard line, just shy of midfield. So out of the huddle, here we go. Ty Smith, quarterback, who had a really good first quarter, had both touchdowns for Frankfurt. 10 carries for 74 yards. I think we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. So, timeout Frankfurt will take one as well. Just getting ready to start quarter number 2. Frankfurt 12, Hanover 8. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
So getting ready to start the second quarter. 3rd and 7, Frankfurt at their own 39. They came out after the end of the first, didn't like what they saw, and took a timeout. So we're back to it. Smith under center. Armstrong, Dullinghouse in the backfield. Armstrong in motion to the left side. They're going to toss it out that way. It's a low toss. And now he's got to pick it up and come here to the near side, and he's got room to the 30. Makes a man miss at the 25 and finally brought down near the 23.
Ball carried by number 16, Ethan Armstrong.
So a botch play turns into a big gain to the 23, so it's an 18-yard gain for Armstrong and a first down. Well, Hanover saw the low pitch and then flocked that way, but there was nobody here to the near side, and Armstrong, with a smart decision, saw it quickly and used his speed and athleticism to get the edge and get an 18-yard gain. First and 10 at the 23. Just getting going, second quarter. Frankfurt leading 12-8. Here's an inside run, and that's 8 up in the backfield back to the 25. It's going to be a loss of 2. That is Brock Armstrong on the carry. His first touch here in the ball game. It loses 2, second down and 12 at the Hanover 25.
1 yard loss on the play. I'll bring a second and 11 from the 25-yard line.
Smith under center here on 2nd and 12. Dullinghouse in the backfield. Brock Armstrong in there as well. It's going to be a straight drop back. He's looking downfield. Throws it to the far side and complete. Steph is the intended target near the first down stick, and it brings up 3rd and 12. Just the second pass attempt by Smith here in the first half. He's 0 for 2. So big chance for Hanover's D to step up, 3rd and 12. The Hanover 25, 12-8 Frankfurt here early second quarter. Seemed like Frankfurt couldn't be stopped in their first two drives, ending in touchdowns, but went 3 and out on their last drive and now facing 3rd and 12 from the 25. This is going to be just a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 12. It's a gain of about 3. The 22, bringing up 4th and 9. So now 4th and 9 for Frankfurt in Hanover territory. So we'll see what the play call is here. It's going to be Ty Smith. He's under center. Gerstner comes out wide right. Dollinghouse in the backfield. Straight drop back. Coming here to the near side. That's caught. It's going to be a first down to the 10, or at least close to it. Yes, it is enough for a first down. It's a gain of 12 on 4th and 9. And it is a first down. The catch to Ethan Armstrong. So Ethan Armstrong with a big catch on 4th and 9 for a gain of 12. A little quick hitter down the middle. And a good throw by the freshman Ty Smith. 1st and 10. Call it 1st and goal at the 10. Frankfurt trying to build on the 4-point lead. 12-8 the score. Ethan Armstrong up the middle. Not much to the 9. Maybe that if got forward progress. We'll give him 1 at 2nd and goal from the 9. .945, clock moving, 2nd quarter. Frankfurt 12, Hanover 8. Mentioned earlier, Axtell already blowing out Lynn early in that game. So Axtell cruising to a 6-0 record and continuing to be atop the district and the league. Smith under center, we get a whistle, and I think we got movement up front against Frankfurt, so that's going to back him up 5 yards. Third penalty here in the half on Frankfurt. So 2nd and goal from the 15-yard line. Good crowd on hand. Nice calm evening for high school football here in Northeast Kansas. Smith under center takes the snap. It's going to be an option here to the near side. Late pitch and a one-handed grab by Ethan Armstrong, and he gets pushed out at the 8-yard line, maybe the 7. So they mark him down at the 7 for a gain of 8 yards and a bring up 3rd and goal at the 7. It's a heck of a snag. Kind of out in front of him, and he's brought it into his chest with his right hand and picked up 8 yards. 3rd and goal at the 7. Near side hash. Smith under center. Ethan Armstrong in motion from left to right. They go that way. Left option keeper getting inside the 5. It's going to be short of the goal line. And it's on the 1. 4th and goal from there. So a gain of 6 by Smith.
Ball carried by number 14, Ty Smith.
So 4th and goal at the 1. Big play here in the game. Frankfurt with a 12-8 lead, looking to add more. Under 9 minutes to go in the first half. So here we go. Ethan Armstrong in the backfield. They send Steffes wide left. Straight up the guts, and just getting across the goal line is Dollinghouse for the touchdown.
1 yard gain by number 16.
Or correction, that was Ethan Armstrong. So it's a touchdown, making it 18-8 with 8.5 minutes to go here in the quarter. So Ethan Armstrong finds the end zone from a yard out on 4th and goal. They will try for 2. Tight set. Dollinghouse in the backfield. Smith takes the snap. Play fake. Stands at the 10. Fires in the end zone. It's good. 2-point conversion try. Steffes, or correction, that was Gerstner. And Frankfurt is back up by 12. 20-8. Our score. 8.5 minutes to go first half. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafi checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafi checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafi at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Gilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in. Frankfurt extending their lead early second quarter. Ethan Armstrong, a one-yard touchdown run. They attack on the two-point conversion. And the lead back up to 12. Frankfurt 20, Hanover 8, 8:33 to go, first half. Atchison, Casey, Sumner tied early on in their game. Axel again blowing out Lynn. Holton had a lead as well early on. Of course, our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Frankfurt set to kick it away from left to right. Frankfurt, a good start. They've converted touchdowns on three of their first four drives. There's a good kick right down the middle, and that one lands in the end zone for a touchback.
Kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback. Hanover will have a first and 10.
So Hanover first down and 10 at the 15-yard line. 8:33 to go, first half. They trail here at Frankfurt 20-8. Frankfurt looking for their first win over Hanover since 2011. Four drives for Hanover in the first quarter. They went interception, three and out, 47-yard touchdown run by Juneman, and then a fumble. Here's their first possession of quarter number two. Brigham Bruna, the quarterback. Emmett Juneman in the backfield. They're going to toss it his way right side. Gets a nice block. Has good yardage across the 20 to the 21 for a gain of six, and it brings up second down and four. Xavier Brandt in on the stop.
5 yards gain on the play.
Second down and four after a 6 yard pickup by Emmett Juneman, the 6'1 senior running back. Again, no Braylon Stahlbaumer, quarterback for Hanover, a senior, also without their senior running back Keegan Dimmler, who was the leading rusher coming into this week. So some key injuries on both sides of the ball. Juneman, though, a solid athlete, 6'1". Second and four, same play. Here to the near side, there's a flag. It was blown up in the backfield by Ethan Armstrong back to the 16. Let's see what the flag is. Stands right now with a loss of about four. And it's going to be a hold against Hanover. They're going to back him up. So a 10-yard penalty backs him up to the 11-yard line. Third penalty in the first half on Hanover. All have been 10-yard penalties. So it's second down and 14 at the 11. Looks like we'll get a whistle and a timeout. Hanover's going to burn a timeout. Oh, and we got an injured Hanover player. It's the quarterback, Brigham Bruna. And they have to lay him down. Kind of a scary moment here. As he's taken a few shots.
Can you have the ambulance come out, please?
And they're calling for the ambulance. We need to take a timeout. 7:44 to go, first half. Frankfurt a 20-8 lead. We're back in a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back. 7:44 to go. First half, Frankfurt leading Hanover 20-8, but stoppage in play right now. The ambulance is on the field. Brigham Bruna, the sophomore quarterback. Scary scene moments ago. They're certainly taking their time with him. He's taken a few shots throughout the course of the game. And again, just an overall scary situation with the ambulance on the field. So a stoppage in play. With Frankfurt leading 20-8, 7:44 to go in the first half. Both teams, everybody on the field on a knee. Everybody concerned, obviously, for the safety of Bruna. See if we can get you caught up on some of the scores from around the area. Valley Heights, a 6-0 halftime lead over Troy. Holton beating the brakes off 42-0. Holton beating the brakes off Hiawatha right now. Holton is obviously a very good team. About to move to 6-0. They are state ranked in Class 3A.
Nemaha Central's up 27-0.
Nemaha Central trying to bounce back. They lead 27-0 in their ball game tonight. They lost to St. Mary's last week. Of course, they lost their All-State quarterback, Zach Kramer, earlier in the year, just a couple of weeks ago, so having to deal with that loss. They have finally pulled the stretcher out of the ambulance.
Axtell up 52-0.
Axtell's about to close out their game, it sounds like. They lead Lynn 52-0. Of course, our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Very quiet here inside the stadium. Still attending to Bruna on the field with the ambulance out there. breeze picking up here in the press box as well. Been a calm evening under the lights here in Frankfurt, but things have taken quite a 180 degree turn with the situation right now. We'll go ahead and take another timeout. 7:44 left first half. Frankfurt a 20-8 lead here at home on Hanover. Back in a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now's the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic every Wednesday in October from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. A vaccine consent form must be filled out prior to receiving your vaccine. You can find the form on our website at www.nembch.com. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Ambulance still on the field here in Frankfurt. Looks like they have made some progress getting Brick and Bruna on the stretcher. Again, just a scary scene here. Both teams getting closer and kind of huddling around as they get ready to put him in the ambulance. Obviously, with head injuries, that seemed to be the case. He had taken a few shots early in the game, and then they were out there getting ready to run a play. And from up here, it looks like he was basically to the point where it looked like he was about to collapse on the field, and he got caught by a couple of his teammates and they laid him down, and they quickly got out there to handle the situation, and obviously rightfully so, taking their time. The ambulance, so they do have him. They have him in the ambulance, and looks like he is at least a little mobile and conscious at this point. They got his pads off and his helmet off as well, of course, and he's being put into the ambulance right now. So obviously the health and safety of players first and foremost, but it was at least good. It looked like he was up and conscious and having some acknowledgement there. So obviously if we hear anything, we'll let you know. Like the parents are getting inside the ambulance with them, and they will take them off to get checked. But again, just a never a fun situation when you have to deal with these things. Of course, football is a dangerous sport, and he took some shots early in the game and might have just caught up to him. But like I said, if we get any update, we'll let you know. But looks like the teams are kind of huddling back up, getting ready to get set to continue. So we'll see what Hanover does in that department, and replacing Bruna at quarterback.
Riverside
already down their starter as well.
Riverside up 13-0 over ACCHS.
Riverside a 13-0 lead over ACCHS. That's kind of a shocking score early. ACCHS won the NEKL title last week, clinched it for the first time in 11 years. Now Riverside, a team that's 0-5, giving them some issues here early on. So, again, just trying to close out this situation. They got Bruna into the ambulance and sent to take him away, and we will resume play here momentarily. Coming up on the top of the hour, of course, you're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Our game of the week here in 8-man Division II, District 3. Frankfurt hosting Hanover tonight. Frankfurt a 20-8 lead, 7:44 left in the first half. Quite the stoppage in play with the ambulance on the field. If you're just joining us, Brigham Bruna, the sophomore quarterback for Hanover, appeared to be head-related. They got to him quick and certainly not taking any chances, and they have gotten him in the ambulance, and now the ambulance is on its way off the field, and hear the ovation from all the fans after what is just a terrible situation. But it was good. Looked like he was up and conscious when they were getting him inside the ambulance. So nothing but positive vibes. Hopefully he's okay, and looks like we're going to get back to it here momentarily. Both teams are kind of huddled up and getting ready to get back towards it. It looks like they're going to give him maybe a little bit of time to kind of warm back up and stretch.
Mission Valley's up over Oskaloosa 14-0.
Mission Valley, Oskaloosa. Mission Valley 14-0 their lead over the Bears. Both those teams searching for their first win of the season. Mentioned Holton again, had a huge lead on Hiawatha. Wildcats there looking to go to 6-0. There'll certainly be a tough out come postseason play. They are very, very talented. So they aren't giving the teams a minute or two to kind of stretch back up and get themselves back in the right mindset after quite the stoppage in play.
Rock Creek over Jeff West, 28-0.
Rock Creek over Jeff West, 28-0. District contest. Once again, Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, our sponsor for our score updates. Time to update your vehicle. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Thanks for hanging with us. Sabetha 35-0, a lead at halftime over Royal Valley. And Holton 42-0, their lead over Hiawatha at halftime. Holton's defense, 3 interceptions, 2 of those returned for touchdowns. So, again, those score updates will keep you locked in throughout the night. Of course, the high school scoreboard show will recap everything once we're done with our broadcast here. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Brian Hurt stepping in tonight, taking the reins and getting you all caught up on the Week 6 action. So again, the teams are out stretching after a long pause due to the injured player. 20-8 Frankfurt with 7:44 to go here in the first half. Frankfurt got off to a very quick start, scoring on their first two drives of the game. Ty Smith, both touchdowns, a 10-yard run early, and then past the midway point in the first quarter, adding another one. 12-0, Frankfurt jumped out to an early lead. Hanover had a tough start with an interception and a three and out on their first two drives. But then Emmett Juneman, a 47-yard touchdown run with a two-point conversion, cut the deficit to 12-8. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. And then Frankfurt getting one early on here in the second quarter was Ethan Armstrong on a one-yard touchdown run. They tacked on a two as well, and the lead is 20-8 with, again, 7:44 left to go here in the first half. So, again, the teams look like they're about finally set to resume play here. Hanover's got the ball at their own 11. It's second down and 14 as we get set to resume play. So here's Hanover. Let's see what they're doing now at quarterback. Looks like they're going to ride with Emmett Juneman, the running back. His 47-yard touchdown run early was basically out of this formation. It's a low snap. He has to pick it up. He's going to fire one deep, and it's incomplete. His intended receiver, Cameron Juneman, the freshman, so it brings up third and 14 at the 11-yard line. .7:40 to go, first half. Frankfurt a 20-8 lead on Hanover. Down now two quarterbacks. And the running back, Emmett Juneman, stepping in. He's in a shotgun set. He's got a receiver split to each side. Now two to the right. Cameron Juneman goes into the slot right. He's in the gun. Takes a low snap. Picks it up off the dirt. Keeps it himself. And he's got some room out to the 20. To the 21-yard line, it's a gain of 10, but it brings up fourth down. So fourth and four at the 21-yard line. They need the 25 for a first. The big play. Frankfurt has a two-touchdown lead here in the second quarter. Juneman appears that they're going to go for it here. Two receivers left, one to the right. Fourth down and fourth to 21. Juneman takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Runs here to the near side. Gets some pursuit, and he's not going to get there. He gets a yard. Peyton Gerstner in on the stop, and it's a turnover on downs. And Frankfurt gets it back with 6:51 to go in the half, leading 20-8. That's a third turnover on Hanover here in the first half. Turnover on downs, an interception, and a fumble. So Frankfurt takes over first and 10, the Hanover 22. Ty Smith under center. They give it to Dollinghouse, straight up the guts. Falls forward to the 20 for a gain of 2. Brings up second down and 8. First two drives for Frankfurt, two touchdowns, then they went three and out. And their fourth drive into the second quarter ended with an Ethan Armstrong touchdown run. Their lead is 20-8 on Hanover. Smith under center on second and 8. They're going to run option left. He'll cut, keep it himself, gets away from a tackle, and gets tripped up at the 10 for a big gain and a first down. Looks like they'll mark him down at the 11 for a gain of 9.
9-yard gain on the play by number 14, Ty Smith. Good for a Wildcat. First down.
So that'll set up first and goal Looks like they're going to mark it at the 10. So first and goal at the 10. Under 6 minutes to go, first half. Frankfurt trying to extend their lead. Smith under center. Takes the snap. Now it's an option here to the near side. And he gets wrapped up, breaks away from a couple tackles, and he finds the end zone. The freshman, Ty Smith, the third time from 10 yards out. His third touchdown of the half. The lead extended for Frankfurt. It's 26-8. 5:44 left here in the first half. Now 100 yards rushing. 102 to be exact on 14 carries. Frankfurt 1-for-3 on two-point conversion tries. They will try to tack on two more to extend the lead to 20. And we got movement up front. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty against Frankfurt. False start. That's their fourth penalty in the quarter, or I should say the first half. So a little more difficult two-point conversion try. We'll have to get it in from the 7. Now that's the third touchdown for Ty Smith, the freshman. He's got over 100 yards. Ethan Armstrong has the other touchdown for Frankfurt. It's going to be a play fake, play action, rolling here to the near side. They go to the back of the end zone, and it's well overthrown, incomplete. 5:44 left, first half. Frankfurt 26, Hanover 8. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Frankfurt extending their lead 26-8 on Hanover with 5:44 left to go in the first half. How about the freshman quarterback, Ty Smith, for Frankfurt? 14 carries, 102 yards, and now three scores. He jumped into the game last week at Axtell, and it's a tough go against the number one team in 8-man D2, but tonight's a completely different story. And over 100 yards and three scores in the first half. 26-8, Frankfurt looking for their first win over Hanover in 10 years. They're certainly on a good pace right now. Still time, 5:44 left, second quarter. Frankfurt set to kick this one away. And there's the kick. Shorts here to the near side, and it's going to be picked up at the 12 and then ripped down at about the 13. Cameron Juneman. So it'll be first and 10 Hanover, their own 13-yard line. 5:44 to go, first half. They trail here at Frankfurt 26-8. So again, Emmett Juneman took over for the injured Brigham Brunette quarterback who left earlier in the quarter in an ambulance. What was a pretty scary scene, but it seemed to be a little more positive when they were able to get him into the ambulance. He was up and conscious, and nothing but the best for him. So Juneman takes a low snap. It's going to be an option right, pitching it out that way. There's some room to run. It's going to be up near the 20, and a good first down run now to near the 21-yard line. Brandon Schwartz got the carry there. 8-yard gain on the play. So for Schwartz, that's his first carry tonight. and he'll get 7 yards, making it second down and 3 at the 20. So again, Judeman at quarterback, Schwartz in the backfield. Receiver split right, second and 3. Good snap. They're going to run an option again. Judeman keeps it. It's over the right guard. He's going to have forward progress. Not sure if he got much. It's like maybe 2 out to the 22, and he's just shy, so he's going to bring up third down and a long one.
Ball carry by number 4, Evan Judeman, tackle by number 4, Wyatt Kelly.
Clock on the move. 4.5 minutes to go. You're in the first half with Frankfort leading Hanover 26-8. It's a third and a short 2 from the 21-yard line. Hanover's offense, 3 turnovers here in the first half, certainly has not helped the issue. 2 receivers split left, 1 right. Ball far side hash. Judeman in the gun. Another low snap. He's dealt with that multiple times, and Frankfort eats it up in the backfield for a loss. Back to the 20. And now it brings up 4th down and a long 3, maybe a short 4.
1 yard loss on the play. Bring up 4th and 3 from the 20.
So we'll see. Frankfort sends Loizo back deep, but... and it looks like Hanover is going to punt this one away on 4th and kind of a short 4 from their own 21. It's a good snap. Pretty good punt. Loizo drops it at the 25, but he jumps right on it. Near disaster there, but Frankfort takes over there. 3:21 to go, first half. Frankfort 26, Hanover 8. As Frankfort back on the field. First and 10 at their own 26 with 3:21 to go first half. Of course, on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show, we'll get you all caught up on some stats and how this game has played out to this point. Right now it's been all Frankfort, 26-8, their lead over Hanover. 3:21 to go first half. Ty Smith. Play fake, play action here to the near side, and that one's caught at the 30, and it's going to be Ethan Armstrong breaking away from a tackle and across midfield down to the 36-yard line. So it's a gain of 22 on the pitch and catch from Smith to Armstrong.
Pass complete, number 16, Ethan Armstrong is good for a Wildcat. First down.
That's a good first down play. The second catch by Armstrong, and his catches have tallied 34 yards. Here's Smith to Dollinghouse. Nice cut and juke to the left side, and then tripped up, and he spins across the Hanover 30, and he's shy of the first down. It's a gain of 9 by Dollinghouse. Just his 5th carry, but that's his longest carry for 9 yards. Now 5 carries, 14 yards for Dollinghouse, but it's been Ty Smith, the freshman, with 14 carries, 102 yards and 3 scores. Clock moving, 2:42. Here in the first half. Frankfort trying to add a little bit more to their lead before halftime. Smith under center. It's going to be a run up the middle for Armstrong. He's got the first down across the 25 to the 22 for a gain of 5, and they'll move the chains. 7 carries now, 42 yards for Ethan Armstrong, and a touchdown.
5-yard gain on play. Good for a Wildcat. First down.
Certainly taking their time, trying to eat up as much of this latter clock in the second quarter. Coming up on the 2-minute mark, Smith under center, Dollinghouse behind him. Plenty of movement up front. That's going to be a false start. The 5th penalty in the first half. On Frankfort. That'll back them up. First and 15. Their own 26. Smith under center. Dollinghouse straight behind him about 3 yards. Ethan Armstrong slot left. They'll fake the toss left, and Smith just keeps it himself and sandwiched by two defenders. Maybe to the 25 for a gain of one. It brings up second down and 14. Fifteen carries in the first half for Ty Smith. 103 yards. Down under a minute 45 to go here in the quarter. Second and 14 from the Hanover 25. 26-8 is the Frankfurt lead. Armstrong slot right. Dollinghouse in the backfield. Smith under center. Gerstner wide right. Here's the snap. Play action. Straight drop back. Throw down the middle of the field. It's picked off. Picked off at the 15. Here's a run back at the 30. 35-40. A couple flags come flying in and then finally pushed out of bounds. Right down the middle, it was picked off at about the 10-yard line. That was Chase Bruna, the junior, with the interception and the big run back. Again, a couple flags were thrown. It's going to be on Hanover on the run back. So it's still going to be Hanover ball. But the field position is going to be kind of locked, or lost, I should say. It's going to be a block in the back on the return.
They will have it first and 10.
So Hanover will take over. First and 10 back now at their own 36. So the minute 15 to go in the half, trailing 26-8. That's the first turnover in the game on Frankfurt.
Samantha Joel, Miss Amy Hawk, and Miss Cook, please come down to the 40-yard line.
Let's see if Hanover has a late push to creep back in a little before halftime. Judeman in the gun. Schwartz behind him as well. Two receivers right, one left. They're going to run option here to the near side and able to fight for a few yards after getting hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's a gain of 3 yards to the 39. Bringing up second down and 7, just shy of midfield. Now 48 seconds and counting. Hanover really showing no hurry here, at least late. They got 41 yards to the end zone, down to 37 seconds. Second and 7 from the 39. Juneman takes the snap. They run option right. Ball's on the turf. It's a fumble. And it looks like Hanover able to jump back on it back at the 35, but it's a loss of 4. Schwartz just able to get on it.
Hanover ball.
Again, no hurry, so it might be heading to the halftime break. We'll see if they even try to run a play. Brings up 3rd and 11 from the 35. Final 10 seconds, and it looks like we will take it to halftime. Hanover in no hurry, so it's going to be 26-8 Frankfurt heading into the halftime break. So coming up on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show, we'll get you caught up on the first half stats and let you know how the game's broke down so far. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. When you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. Again, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Halftime show is next. 26-8, Frankfurt's leading Hanover. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right.
Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Halftime is here. Frankfurt 26, Hanover 8. And what was certainly a wild first half, to say the least. We'll break it down for you here on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. We'll start with the drive summaries. Frankfurt got to a really good start. Two possessions, two touchdowns. Ty Smith had both of those touchdowns, one from 10 yards out, the other on a quarterback sneak from a yard out on fourth and goal. They missed both their two-point conversion tries. So with about four and change left in the first quarter, Frankfurt jumped out to a 12-0 lead. Hanover, though, would bounce back. Emmett Juneman, 47-yard touchdown run. They got the two. 12-8 Frankfurt at that point. Latter end of the first quarter. Took it to the first quarter end there with a 12-8 Frankfurt lead. And then Frankfurt, a couple of touchdowns in the frame. Ethan Armstrong, a one-yard run, making it 20-8 with 8:33 to go. And then Ty Smith, a 10-yard touchdown run, and 26-8. With about 5:44 left at that point, and then it was bleak the rest of the way. And, of course, if you're just joining us, you know, a little bit later broadcast, or it took us a little while to get to halftime. Hanover, of course, dealing with a lot of injuries prior to this game. Really, both of these teams had to shuffle quite a bit with some injuries on both sides. But Brigham Bruna, the 5'6 sophomore quarterback for Hanover, took some shots in the first half, took some really big hits in the first half. Ultimately, it caught up to him at about 7 minutes or so left in the second quarter with Hanover with the ball. It appeared that he was on the verge of collapsing on the field, and his teammates were there, thankfully, to kind of catch him and lay him down softly. And ultimately, that led to a hefty pause in the action, and they brought the ambulance out for him. Ultimately left in the ambulance, just from what we were able to see up here. He was conscious and looked like he was communicating as they were getting him into the ambulance. So obviously that was a very positive sign, but at the time, a pretty scary scene with Brigham Bruna going down the way he did. And just any time you have to get the ambulance involved, it's never a good time, but again, at least there was a little bit of positive the way he was reacting and up and conscious as they were getting him in the ambulance. So certainly just positive vibes to him and his family, and hopefully a speedy recovery for him. So at that point, they had to go with Emmett Juneman at quarterback, and then after that, it was a turnover on downs and then a punt, how their last two drives ended in the second quarter. So overall, it's been a tough go for Hanover. Outside the Juneman 47-yard touchdown run, interception, three and out, fumble, turnover on downs, punt. So it's just been a tough go for Hanover. Of course, they've lost back-to-back games for the first time in 10 years. Now they're kind of on the verge of potentially losing a third straight game. Now, Frankfurt getting it done for the most part. They had a three and outs and also an interception, but outside of that, four of their six drives have ended in the end zone, and we stand at 26-8 here at the break. Take another timeout. When we come back, we'll get you some first half numbers with Hanover and Frankfurt. Frankfurt with the lead, 26-8 here at halftime. And again, halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthaus Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthaus Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website. Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthaus Auto House in Fairview.
Kickhafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on K-16. Want the best? Got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Kurt Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. Halftime here at Frankfurt as Frankfurt holding a 26-8 lead over Hanover at the break. Let's get you some first half numbers. Frankfurt outgained Hanover in the first half, 157-70. That was rushing yards, I should say. Total yards, 191-77 in favor of Frankfurt's. Frankfurt's 157 rushing yards on 28 carries, good for 5.6 yards per carry. Hanover just 13 carries, 70 yards, so they still got a good average, 5.4 yards per carry. But again, turnovers were a big issue for Hanover in the first half. 5 penalties, 25 yards on Frankfurt's. Hanover 4 penalties for 40 yards. Again, a lot of young guys playing. Both these teams battling injury issues. The story, though, Ty Smith, freshman quarterback for Frankfurt, 15 carries, 103 yards, and 3 touchdowns in the first half. Ethan Armstrong ran strong, 7 carries, 42 yards, and Caden Dollinghouse had 5 carries for 14 yards. Smith completed 2 of 4 passes for 34 yards. Those 2 receptions, both to Ethan Armstrong out of the backfield. Emma Juneman leading Hanover, 9 carries for 64 yards, had to come in late and threw 1 pass, which was an incomplete pass. 1 reception, though, in the game for Hanover as well. That was Tragen Graf had it for a catch from Brigham Bruna early on in the game for 7 yards. So, again, most of the damage done on the ground for both teams. Again, 191 for Frankfurt in total yards, 77 for Hanover. Again, 26-8, Frankfurt in control at the break. Halftime continues right after this on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Get ready for upcoming fall and winter projects with Milwaukee Tools and a Milwaukee Tools special at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Stop by now and see their selection. Milwaukee has a new M18 fuel compact vacuum, and it's optimized for job site debris cleanup. The Milwaukee Tools sale through October 31st. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Halftime show, of course, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I am Brandon Chapman. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Frankfurt leading Hanover at the break by a score of a 26-8. We are just a few minutes out from the start of the second half. Again, four out of the six Frankfurt drives ended in the end zone. The two that didn't, it was a three and out and then a late interception in the second quarter. Outside the one touchdown for Hanover, which was a 47-yard scamper by Emmett Juneman in the first quarter, it's been a tough go from there. Interception, three and out, fumble, turnover on downs, and a punt as well. Hanover came into this game with two straight losses. They hadn't lost back-to-back games in 10 years. Now they're on the verge of losing their third straight game. Axtell, cruise control, they've already put the finishing touches on Lynn tonight. So Axtell, number one team in eight-man D2, they go to 6-0. That drops Lynn to 2-4 and a 1-3 district record. And the winner of tonight's game here between Frankfurt and Hanover would be in the sole possession spot of second place in District 3. Right behind Axtell. So again, this was a big game tonight for both of these teams. Still a lot of time, still the second half, but Frankfurt, certainly the team that is in control in this ball game. Again, both teams have struggled with injuries and a lot of young guys playing, moving guys around. Emmett Juneman, who's playing quarterback right now for Hanover, he was a running back. Braylon Stahlbaumer, the original quarterback for Hanover, he is unavailable. Hanover's leading rusher, Keegan Dimmler, He is unavailable as well. Ty Smith, of course, stepping in, doing a great job, the freshman quarterback, with over 100 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half. But right now, it's been all Frankfurt at the end of 2 quarters. Again, just moments away from the start of the second half, we will take one more timeout. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back for the second half of action. It's Frankfurt 26, Hanover 8. A 2-minute timeout. The second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now's the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic every Wednesday in October from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. A vaccine consent form must be filled out prior to receiving your vaccine. You can find the form on our website at www.nembch.com. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Second half, just getting ready to get underway here from Frankfurt. As Frankfurt currently holds a 26-8 lead on Hanover to get things going here in the third quarter. Thanks again to our listeners here on 92.1 KMZA, also MSCSports.net. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. See if Hanover has a push in him here in the second half. On the verge of losing a third straight time. Ethan Armstrong back deep for Frankfurt. And Hanover with the kick. It's a short line drive kick taken by Loizo at the 15. He makes a move, gets here to the sideline near side 30 and ripped down at the 35. Good tackle in the open field by Cole Meyer. Maybe a touchdown saving tackle. Good field position, though, for Frankfurt. First and 10 at their own 35, going from left to right. Here in the third quarter, 26-8 their lead. Again, Ty Smith, the freshman quarterback, 15 carries, 103 yards, and 3 scores in the half. So here's the first play of the third quarter, and it's going to be Dollinghouse up the middle, pushed back immediately. And not much, maybe a football length gain on that play. It'll bring up second down and 10.
No real gain on the play. It'll bring up second and 10.
So second down and 10. We'll see, you know, Frankfurt's majority of the first half, they kept it methodical on their drives, got in the huddle, took time off the clock, and they were able to execute with 4 out of their 6 drives, finding the end zone. Here's Ty Smith, option, keeps it himself, makes a move, gets up to midfield. Could have been brought down in the backfield for a loss, but ends up picking up 5, and it'll bring up third down. They mark him for a gain of 4 right at midfield, so it's 3rd and 6. Now 16 carries, 107 yards for Smith. Just getting going here in the second half. Frankfurt 26, Hanover 8. 10:50 and counting, third quarter. Third down and six for Frankfurt at midfield, going from left to right. Smith under center. Dollinghaus in motion from left to right. They run a quarterback keeper, and into Hanover territory is Smith, but not much. Trip down at the 39 for a gain of one. It's going to bring up fourth down and four.
1 yard gain on the play. It'll bring up fourth and...
Would have to imagine that Frankfurt will go for it here as Brock Armstrong and Lane Loizo check into the game. A couple of the big bodies up front come out. A couple of the offensive linemen, Xander Hull and Xavier Brandt. They might be punting this one away, it appears. Peyton Gerstner standing back at his own 30. We'll send him at Juneman. High snap, but pulls it down. Pretty good punt. From left to right, Juneman is going to let it bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So Frankfurt's first drive here in the third quarter, punts it away. Hanover gets it back. 9:42 left third quarter, trailing here against Frankfurt, 26-8. So a good start defensively for Hanover, holding Frankfurt to three and out. So it will be Emmett Juneman and company trying to bust a rally here in the second half. Juneman will go under center. Looks like Schwartz in the backfield. He'll take the snap. Give his to the running back. Not much. It is Schwartz, and then they're going to throw a couple of late flags. This might be... It's a personal foul. They're going to call a targeting against Frankfurt. So it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Obviously a first down after the play. It was Schwartz who gained about 1 yard. That was after the play, so it's all the way out to the 29-yard line. First down and 10 for Hanover.
JCN 0.
Juneman the snap. It's Schwartz again. Not much. He is ripped down in the backfield. He'll lose a yard or two. It'll bring up second down and about 11 to go. See if they give him a little forward progress. They don't, so it is a loss of two. Back to the 27. So second down and 12 for Hanover. Coming up on 9 minutes left here in the third quarter. Frankfurt 26, Hanover 8. First drive of the second half for Hanover. Facing second down and 12 from their own 27-yard line. They move from right to left here in the quarter. Schwartz in the backfield, Juneman under center. It's going to be a play action. Juneman looking to the right. He's going to decide to keep it himself, and he'll get the lost yardage back. He'll get up to the 30 for a gain of 3, and it'll bring up third down and 9. Right at the 30-yard line near the far side hash.
3-yard gain on the play. It'll bring up third and 9 from the 30-yard line.
Let's see what's pulled out of the playbook here on third and 9 from their own 30-yard line. Running a late sub. Cole Meyer, the junior wide receiver. Coming up on 4 minutes into this third quarter. 26-8 Frankfurt. Third and 9 for Hanover. Juneman takes the snap. We get a whistle, and it looks like it's going to be a timeout. And Hanover's going to burn one. We will take it as well. 7:58 to go, third quarter. Frankfurt 26, Hanover 8. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
7:58 to go, third quarter. Frankfurt leading Hanover 26-8. Out of the timeout, Hanover with it, facing a third down and 9 from their own 30-yard line. Frankfurt trying to get their first win against Hanover since 2011, 10 years ago. Hanover's won 15 of the last 16 in this series going back to 2008. Right now it's been all Frankfurt tonight. See if Hanover can convert on this third and long in their own territory. Hanover taking their time here out of the timeout. Frankfurt's defense locked in and ready to go. So Juneman in the pistol set. Looks like it's Schwartz behind him. Two receivers left, one right. Frankfurt showing blitz. They don't. They back up. Now Juneman trying to get away from pressure. He's going to throw one down the middle of the field, and that is juggled and incomplete. A near wild catch to Jace Bruna, which would have been enough for a first down, but it hit the turf and bounced in the air. And now it's fourth down and 9 at the 30. We'll see what they do. They're down 26-8 here in the third quarter, and it looks like they will line up to punt this away. That'll send Lane Loizo back deep to return. He's standing at his own 20. Hanover boots this one away. Pretty good kick from right to left. Loizo hits off of his foot. It comes here to the near side, and it's going to go out of bounds. Hanover had a shot to get it at the 4. And Frankfurt catching a monster break. Emmett Juneman had a shot at it. Dove on it, and then it rolled over himself, and then it spun out of bounds. So Frankfurt's very fortunate to get that ball. Because Hanover should have had it first and goal at about the 5. But Juneman could not secure the football after Loizo let it hit off his knee into the near sideline. First and 10, Ty Smith and Frankfurt, their own 5. It's going to be a toss to Ethan Armstrong. Gets away from 1. He'll get a yard or 2 on the far side, and that's about it. It'll bring up 2nd and 9 from the 6. Eight carries, 43 yards for Ethan Armstrong. Clock moving, under 7:20 to go, third quarter. 26-8, the Frankfurt lead on Hanover.
We got a different score for Jeff County North and Waubunsee. Jeff County North, 24, Waubunsee, 3.
So second down and call it 10, just outside the 5-yard line. Going to be Smith. They run here to the near side across the 10. Now to the 12-yard line. That's Ethan Armstrong again. He'll be shy of the first down. It's a gain of 7. It'll bring up third down and 3. So third and 3 at the Frankfurt 12. Coming up on the halfway point here in the third quarter. Smith under center. Armstrong, Dollinghouse in the backfield with him. He's going to keep it himself. Makes a man miss. He's got a first down and more. 30, 35, and then tripped up from behind at the 37-yard line. It's a scamper of 25 yards and a first down.
Tackle by number 14, Ty Smith. Tackle by number 24, Brandon Smith.
He had been rather quiet since the first quarter, but he rips a big one there for 25 and a first down.
Big game on play. Good. For a while.
Now to the Frankfurt 36-yard line, first and 10. Smith under center. Keeper keeps it himself. Follows his left guard across midfield into Hanover territory at the 39, maybe the 38-yard line, depending on the spot. It looks like it's a 6-yard gain. It'll bring up second down and 4. Now 19 carries for 139 yards for the freshman quarterback, Ty Smith.
Valley Heights
clock
14,
moving, 5.5 minutes
Troy
to go,
zero.
Third quarter. Frankfurt leads 26-8 on Hanover. Into Hanover territory. Smith takes the snap, keeps it himself. Good play fake, has room around the corner. There he goes. It's a house call. Touchdown, Frankfurt. No one will catch him. How about that? 42 yards around the left end. Fourth touchdown for Ty Smith, and the lead is extended 32-8. Frankfurt, 5:17 to go in the third. Carries 177 yards and now 4 touchdowns for Ty Smith. They'll go for 2. And it's no good. They're going to end up short. 5:17 to go, third quarter. Frankfurt extending their lead on Hanover. 32-8 is the score. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Another touchdown for freshman quarterback Ty Smith. This one from 38 yards out, up to 20 carries, 177 yards, and now 4 scores. Frankfurt's in complete control as they have extended their lead 32-8, 5:17 to go in the third quarter. Again, Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thanks for tuning in to our game of the week here on KMZA. Whether you're locked in on the air or online, the always free MSC Sports. .net. So Hanover will get it back. Frankfurt sets to kick this one away from left to right.
Nemaha Central's up big, 53-7 over Mar Hill.
Nemaha Central about to cruise to their fourth win, beating down Mar Hill right now. Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. There's the kick from left to right. It just stalls inside the 10. Emmett Judeman picks it up, surveys the return coverage, tries to get to the numbers on the outside, and he's ripped down at about the 15-yard line, and that's where Hanover takes over, first and 10.
Hanover will have it, first and 10 at the
15-yard line. And it's been a tough go for Hanover tonight offensively. First and 10 at their own 15. They've punted twice. They have 3 turnovers. And just one touchdown drive, which was a one-play, 47-yard scamper by Emmett Juneman. Outside of that, it's been tough sledding here at Frankfurt. 32-8, Frankfurt's lead, 5:10 to go, third quarter. First and 10, Hanover at their own 15. Juneman drops the snap, and it looks like he jumped right on it. Bring up second down. We've seen that multiple times tonight. Snap issues with the center quarterback exchange, whether it's the shotgun or under center. We've seen quite a few balls hit the grass on Hanover's side here in the ball game. Under 4:40 to go here in the third. Hanover facing second and 10 from their own 15, marching from right to left. Judiman under center. Schwartz in the backfield. Judiman takes the snap. We'll give it to Schwartz. Not much over right guard. He'll fall forward for a yard. It'll bring up 3rd and 9. So again, both of these teams playing some younger guys. They've had some injuries. Hanover's down to their second best running back playing quarterback for them. Top running back is out. Their top two quarterbacks are now out. Just a tough go all around with injuries and just trying to shuffle some of these light numbers around. Under 3:45 to go, third quarter. Frankfurt leading 32-8. 3rd and 9, Hanover at their own 16. Judiman takes the snap. He'll just give it off to Schwartz, left guard, and tripped up across the 20 to the 21. He'll be shy of the first down by about 4 yards. So he'll gain 4. It'll bring up 4th and 4. And again, Braden Schwartz, you know, a freshman that hadn't had a whole lot of playing time as well this year, has been seeing a lot of action out of the backfield. So 4th and 4 at the 21-yard line, and looks like Hanover's going to punt again. Under 3 minutes to go. And that punt is blocked. And then it's going to be picked up at the 25 and down around the 20. Brock Armstrong caught the deflection off the punt and picked up a few yards after the punt was tipped and blocked. So it's inside the 20 at the 18-yard line, and that's where Frankfurt takes over. It's a great field position for Frankfurt with their big lead. They go to Ethan Armstrong up the middle. Nope, that's Ty Smith on the keeper, chased down from behind. And a couple of yards there for Ty Smith. He will gain 2 to the 16. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8. Down to 2:25, clock moving here in the third quarter. Frankfurt 2nd and 8 from Hanover's 16-yard line. Trying to add to it, leading 32-8. Dollinghouse in the backfield, Armstrong slot right, Smith under center. They go to Dollinghouse right up the middle, or nope. Tell you what, Smith has faked me out a couple of times on those keepers. He got ripped down for maybe a yard. Going to bring up 3rd down and 7 from about the 15-yard line. So with the lead, just kind of how the game has played out, both teams are pretty content on kind of just running things out here in the second half. Hanover certainly hasn't been too aggressive on their couple of drives here in the third quarter that have both ended in punts. Let's see what Frankfurt does. 3rd and 7 at the 15 of Hanover. Smith under center, man in motion. Dollinghouse was moving in motion, but Smith keeps it himself again. He stumbles his way down to the 11-yard line for a gain of 4. Bring up 4th down and 3. Ty Smith up to 184 yards rushing in this game. Coming up on the final minute, so 4th and about 3 to go for Frankfurt, the Hanover 11-yard line. Smith keeps it again. He gets stacked up at the line, and he gets tripped down at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard, but that's it. It'll be a turnover on downs.
Short game on the play by number 14, Ty Smith.
So with 48 seconds left in the third quarter, Hanover will get it back. So 1st and 10, Hanover from the Frankfurt 10.
ID.
They're locked in. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you. Late third quarter, Frankfurt 32, Hanover 8 in a crucial district contest, an 8-man D2. That's been all Frankfurt tonight. Hanover takes over, 1st and 10. After the turnover on downs, Juneman in the gun, standing at his 5. Gets a knee-high snap, rolling to his right. Gets tripped up, and he's going to be lucky to stay out of the end zone. It's going to be just shy of a safety. He escaped out of the end zone, chased down immediately. It's going to be a loss of 9 back to the 1.
Quarterback sack by number 79, Xander Hole.
Xander Hole getting in there and making the play.
9-yard loss on the play. I'll bring up 2nd and 19 for Hanover.
So 2nd and 19 from the 1-yard line. There's just 23 seconds left here in the third. Just trying to get out of their own end zone and avoid a safety. Judeman takes the snap. He'll give it to Schwartz, and I think he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Simulcasting.
So it's going to bring up 3rd down and 19 from the 1-yard line as we are about to head to quarter number 4 at the end of 3. Here from Frankfurt, the home team getting it done. Frankfurt 32, Hanover 8, fourth quarter coming up next on the High School Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Health Care System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
92.1 KMZA.
Want to welcome our listeners now. 103.9 KNZA. As their game is wrapped up, Valley Heights and Troy, we welcome you to Frankfurt as we're getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Frankfurt in control against Hanover, 32-8. Crucial 8-man D2 District 3 contest. As we start the fourth quarter, it's been a struggle bus for Hanover all night offensively. First play of the fourth quarter will be 3rd down and 19 from the Hanover 1-yard line. They just took a big quarterback sack that was a near safety. Just trying to get it out, and Emmett Juneman, the quarterback, will just run a quarterback sneak to try to get a yard or two. They will give him a yard, but 4th and a mile long for Hanover. Wyatt Keller in on the stop. Just the 3rd possession of the second half for Hanover, and the first 2 have been punts, and they will set to punt this one away as well. Frankfurt jumps out to a 12-0 lead early. Hanover responded with a touchdown to make it 12-8 at the end of 1. That's a really good punt, by the way. It's going to take a friendly bounce for Hanover all the way back to the Frankfurt 20-yard line. So that's about a 60-yard punt, roughly, by Hanover. So Frankfurt takes over 1st and 10 at their own 20. But really after the first quarter, Frankfurt getting a couple touchdowns in the second quarter. It was a 26-8 halftime lead. And 1 touchdown in the 3rd quarter. Was 6-0 Frankfurt's scoring advantage in quarter number 3. 32-8 our score. Just getting going here in the fourth quarter. Here's a run to the right side. It's going to be a late pitch to Ethan Armstrong. Good run on 1st and 10 out near the 30.
Ball carry by number 16.
It'll be shy of the first down.
6-yard gain.
So a gain of 6 for Ethan Armstrong, who's had a good night, but an even better night has been freshman quarterback Ty Smith. who has four touchdowns and 185 rushing yards. Second down and four, just across the 25 of Frankfurt, and Ty Smith, he is tripped up in the backfield. He's going to lose a yard back to the 25, making it third down and five.
Ball carry by number four, Ty Smith, tripped up by number 40, Trevor Grass.
So right now, 25 carries, a buck 86 for Ty Smith and four touchdowns. Not quite 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Frankfurt leading 32-8 against Hanover. Hanover's won 15 of the last 16 in this series going back to 2008. Frankfurt's last win was 2011, and they're on the brink of getting one here with a big lead in the fourth quarter. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout, Frankfurt. We'll take one as well. 9:55 to go in the fourth. Frankfurt 32, Hanover 8. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska. This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Hine and True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push dial aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Candleland Radio.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout. Third and five for Frankfurt at their own 25, leading 32-8 here early fourth on Hanover. Ty Smith keeps it himself. Left side. Falls forward to the 29, shy of the first down. It'll bring up fourth down and about a yard to go. He'll get four.
4 yard gain on the play.
Up to 190 yards. It's been quite the game for the freshman, Ty Smith. Looks like they'll go for it here. At their own 29, Dollinghouse in the backfield. Ty Smith will push forward. Quarterback sneak across the 30. He needed the 30. He gets up to the 32 for a first down.
3 yard gain on the play. Good.
He's closing in on a 200-yard rushing effort. He's sitting at 193. Frankfurt now with another fresh set of downs can just eat away, continue to eat at this clock with a 32-8 lead here in the fourth quarter. Smith under center. Dollinghouse with him. Tucked up left side. It's going to be Ethan Armstrong, just a power run up the middle, and he's going to get away, and looks like he spun away from the pile, but they're going to call him down. Boy, he took off, and if they didn't call him down, it would have been a touchdown, but they said he was down at the 39, just shy of midfield, so Armstrong gets 7 yards on first and 10, making it second down and three. 11 carries, 62 yards now for Ethan Armstrong. And Frankfurt head coach Nick Anderson now discussing with the officials, not sure how he was down. What should have been a long touchdown run turns into a still solid 7 yard gain, but just shy of midfield at the 39, second down and three for Frankfurt. Again, they've been in control from the jump, 32-8. Is the current score. So two receivers right. Ethan Armstrong in the backfield behind Ty Smith. Second and three, just shy of midfield. They go from right to left. And then that ball is kicked away. It's a fumble, and Hanover has it at the 35. So a fumble on the play. The exchange with Armstrong and Ty Smith. That was...
Hanover will have the ball from the
kind of awkward between the two, and it turns into a Hanover possession in Frankfurt territory at the 35, maybe even the 34-yard line. So Hanover gets it back, 8.5 minutes to go in the game. 32-8 is the Frankfurt lead. Second turnover against Frankfurt. They had an interception in the first half, and now a fumble here. So Hanover back to work. First and 10 at the Frankfurt 34. Judeman goes under center. It'll be Schwartz in the backfield, a receiver split right. They go Schwartz right up the middle. They'll cross the 30 down to the 29 for a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down and 5.
Tackle by number 23, getting Dollinghouse. 6-yard gain on the play. It'll bring up second and 4.
Now 7 carries, 12 yards for Schwartz, the freshman running back. Down to 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Thanks for hanging up with us. Of course, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show will get you all caught up on the action across the area tonight. Good games and key district matchups. We'll let you know who won, who paved the way with now after tonight, just 2 weeks left in the regular season. Judeman under center. They go to Schwartz again in a big play by the defensive line. That was Xander Hull, the big junior, getting in there and ripping Schwartz back for a 2-yard loss back to the 30-yard line. It'll bring up third down and a long 6. Again, Axtell barring a loss in their final two games. They got a big win tonight against Lynn. They're number one team in 8-man D2, 6-0. Cruise control in the league and also the district. But the winner of this one tonight, which Frankfurt's in a good spot late, would take over second place in the district standings. Here's a handoff again. Back to the line of scrimmage for Schwartz, and that's it. So it'll bring up fourth down. Fourth and 6 from the 30, and looks like we got an injured player. Looks like an injured Hanover player right on top of the line of scrimmage. Trying to see, looks like an offensive lineman for Hanover. And if you're just joining us, sophomore quarterback Brigham Bruna in the first half got the start for Hanover under center. He took some shots, and then about midway through the second quarter appeared, from what we saw up here, was close or midway collapsing to a certain extent on the field. His teammates were there to kind of alleviate the fall, and ultimately the ambulance came onto the field, and quite the stoppage in play. Haven't really gotten any word on his status, but he was up and conscious when they were getting him into the ambulance, so that was certainly a positive sign. And then Emmett Judeman stepped in from there and has been playing quarterback ever since. But we do have another injured Hanover player on the field. 6:44 left in the game. Frankfurt's lead is 32-8. We'll step aside and take a break. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
One, two, three, four!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, out of the timeout, it was a fourth down play, and it was a botched fumble, or a botched snap that turned into a fumble, Juneman having to fall on top of it, and it's a turnover on down. So Frankfurt takes over with 6:39 to go left in the game, leading 32-8. Ty Smith under center and his own 30. And it's another fumble, and it looks like Ethan Armstrong is able to fall on top of it. So both of these teams certainly having issues with ball security here in the second half. Turns out to be a loss of nearly two on the play. It'll bring up second down and a long 11 or a short 12. Kind of where the ball is positioned between the hash marks at mid, or between the hash marks at about the 28 yard line. We'll call it second and 12. Armstrong in motion to the right. They run it that way with an option. Smith will keep it himself, gets a good block, and gets up past the 35 to the 36. So a good gain for Ty Smith. He'll gain about seven in a third down and medium scenario coming up, about third and five to go, maybe third and six. Frankfurt's final two games are on the road. It was senior night tonight. They'll go to Thunder Ridge next week and then be on the road at Lynn on the 22nd. Third and five for Frankfurt at their own 35. Smith under center, keeps it himself, has a lot of room, makes a man miss at the 35-30. 25 into Hanover territory in the red zone, inside the 20 and down at the 16. It's a big gain down to the 16. A near 30-yard pickup. So in the red zone, first and 10 for Frankfurt at the 16-yard line. It looks like we got a new quarterback in the game, and he's going to take it to the right side and into the end zone for a Frankfurt touchdown. It's Brock Armstrong. And the lead is extended to 30, 38-8 with 4:45 to go. Brock Armstrong closing it out, a 16-yard touchdown run. So Smith was out on that play. Armstrong came in and took it around the right side and found the end zone with a 16-yard touchdown scamper. That was just the second carry of the game for Brock Armstrong. First one went for negative 2 yards. That one, 16 and a touchdown. He'll keep it on the two-point conversion try, and he stumbles in. And it's 40-8 Frankfurt with 4:45 left in the game. We step aside. All Frankfurt on senior night. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports. Kansaland Radio.
Now, Frankfurt's going to get the win tonight. They've extended their lead 40-8 on Hanover. 4:45 left in the game. Brock Armstrong, 16-yard touchdown run. Added the two-point conversion as well. But the story of the game has been Ty Smith, freshman quarterback for Frankfurt. 29 carries, 229 yards, and four scores. It's just been a tough all-around night for Frankfurt. A lot of young guys, key injuries, a lot of spots, and Frankfurt's dominated from the jump. The short kick right down the middle between the hash marks, picked up about the 17-yard line. There's a good return across the 25-30 and then ripped down about the 31. There is a flag on the play at about the 23-yard line. It was Cameron Juneman on the return. This could be coming back. We'll check the call. It's going to be a block in the back. Seen a few of those called on Hanover today. It's their fifth penalty of the ball game. So Hanover takes over. First and 10 at their own 13. Trailing here at Frankfurt 40-8. 4:38 left in the game. Emmett Juneman under center. First and 10, and once again, kind of a botched snap, or it looks like they have somebody indifferent at quarterback. Schwartz got the carry for no gain.
Ball carry by number 24, Braden Schwartz.
Looked like Ryken Stahlbaumer was in at quarterback.
Tackled by number 30, Caden Cohen.
Schwartz got a yard, second and 9 with the forward progress. Now to the 14-yard line. And seems to be pretty content running this one out. About 4 minutes and change left. And once again, a botched snap between the center and the quarterback. And Stahlbaumer jumps on it, the 5'10 freshman, for no gain. And it will bring up third and 9 from the 14-yard line. Clock moving now. It's 3:35. Of course, we'll have a brief post-game show. We'll announce our player of the game, get you some stats, and then get you geared up for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Get you caught up on all the action here in Northeast Kansas. Stahlbaumer takes the snap. It's a high one. Now he's going to throw one, lofted deep. It's incomplete at the 30-yard line. Good coverage there on the back end by Frankfurt. It was Shell and Loizo on the coverage. It'll bring up 4th and 9 after the incomplete pass.
4th and 9.
They took a shot downfield. Good coverage on the back end by Frankfurt. Clock stopped at 3:16. And it looks like Hanover's going to punt this one away. Another good punt. Frankfurt didn't send anybody back. It bounces at the 30, near side, inside the 20, and Frankfurt at the 19. 3:06 left in the game. Frankfurt 40, Hanover 8.
Ball down at the 19-yard line. Frankfurt will take over first and 10.
So a lot of young guys getting their opportunity to play here in the fourth quarter. So again, looks like Frankfurt's getting some younger bodies out there, some of the guys who don't have as much experience, getting an opportunity to get some snaps with a 32-point lead here late in the fourth. It is a direct snap. It's going to be a run around the right end. A lot of room over there at the 30. Gets the edge, 35, and down near midfield. Carter Olson, that is a freshman getting that carry. There is a flag on the play. It's going to be a false start, so negate that nice run by Olson. And they'll back it up and replay first down. It'll be first and 15. Is the 7th penalty in the game on Frankfurt. The 2:57 to go in the game. Frankfurt leading Hanover 40-8. Frankfurt has it first and 15 at their own 14-yard line. Here's a keeper. Nice run and spin move across the 25 down to the 29-yard line. So a near first down run. That's Trent Harden, the freshman, getting that run. So on first and 15, he picks up 14 yards. Brings up second down and one. And they're going to call for a measurement. It looked a little shy from the beginning of it. We'll see if it's enough for a first down. 2:49 left in the game. Yeah, it's a football length, so still short of the first down. So 2:49 left in the game. Frankfurt leads by 32. Trying to wrap this one up. And that was Trent Harden with the 14-yard carry. Second and one, just shy of the 30. Certainly taking their time here down the stretch. Now 2.5 minutes to go. It's just going to be a quarterback sneak. It's going to be across the 30 up near the 32, so a first down carry. That's Brock Armstrong on the carry for 3 and a first down.
First down.
So mentioned Frankfurt, last two games on the road, Thunder Ridge and Lynn. Hanover out to take their third straight loss. They'll be back at home next week against Lynn, and then they'll travel to Wetmore in the final week of the regular season. Now under 2 minutes to go. It's going to be the first win for Frankfurt against Hanover since 2011. Here's a big scamper around the right end into Hanover territory inside the 25. That's Carter Olson again with a big gain. So down to the Hanover 25-yard line. The final minute 45. First and 10 Frankfurt. At the Hanover 25. Oh, it's a high snap. It's going to go all the way back to midfield, and Harden's just going to have to jump on it way back into Frankfurt territory at the 38. A loss of about 18, maybe even 19 yards. Second and a mile. Second and 28. Back at the Frankfurt 37 after the botched snap. They're going to run a inside give, and there's plenty of room at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Well, you get it all back. How about that? It looked like Jet Keller. The freshman Jet Keller. How about that? And the lead is 46-8. They will try for 2. With 66 seconds left in the game. Jack Keller finds the end zone. Here's the two-point conversion try. Good play fake. Run to the right side, and he's in. Add the 2. 48-8. Hanover trailing Frankfurt now by 40 with the final minute 6 left. We'll take a timeout. All Frankfurt back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Milwaukee's Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery-powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a two-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories.
And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt putting the finishing touches on this one as they're about to beat Hanover for the first time in 10 years. 48-8 is their lead. Frankfurt going to improve to 5-1 overall. 5-1 in TVL play and now 4-1 in district play. That'll be good for second right behind Axtell, who won big tonight over Lynn. Frankfurt's with this win dropping Hanover to 3-3. Hanover will lose their third straight game. They'll drop to 2-2 in district play and 2-2 in TBL play. Here's the kick from right to left. Short. Bounces at the 15. It's picked up there. Run to the near side to the 16, and that's about it. And that's where Hanover takes over with the final 61 seconds left in the game. It's been a tough go tonight for Hanover. Trying to get out of here with as many healthy bodies as you can and move on to the ball game next week against Lynn. So first and 10 at the 16-yard line of Hanover, and they're just going to take a knee and run this out. So maybe another play or two, and that's going to wrap this one up. Again, 48-8 is going to be the final score. All Frankfurt here tonight. They have dominated the ground game. It was 12-8 in the first quarter, but it was Frankfurt the rest of the way. Outscoring them 36-0 after the first quarter. Take one more knee, and that'll be the final play. So teams heading to their respective sidelines, and all Frankfurt tonight, their first win over Hanover in 10 years. Emphatically, 48-8, the final score. We'll take a timeout. Our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show is next. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gotcha, Monday through Friday, Kyle's with
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. All Frankfurt tonight as they defeat Hanover 48-8. Frankfurt's first win over Hanover since 2011. Hanover had won 15 of the last 16 meetings dating back to 2008 with that last Frankfurt win in 2011. But they get it done in big-time fashion tonight. They win by 40. Again, final 48-8 in this ballgame. First quarter, though, very competitive. Frankfurt started out with a couple of touchdowns on their first two drives, took a 12-0 lead. Hanover, though, bounced back, got a 47-yard touchdown run from Emmett Juneman. At that point, they got a two-point conversion, so late first, it was 12-8. And that was the end of the first quarter score, Frankfurt 12-8. But it was all Frankfurt the rest of the way. They outscored Hanover 36-0 after the first quarter. And Ty Smith, the freshman quarterback, getting it done for Frankfurt, 29 carries, 229 yards, four touchdowns. He also completed two of four passes for 34 yards. The final stats of the game, 391 rushing yards for Frankfurt in this game, 54 carries. They averaged 7.2 yards per carry. They outgained Hanover 425-78. Seven penalties for Frankfurt, five for Hanover, and a monster second half with 234 rushing yards in the second half. Just 1 yard of offense in the second half for Hanover. All their drives ended in punts. I think they were just trying to run the clock and get out with the limited bodies and just playing a lot of young guys and a lot of injuries, just wanting to get out as healthy as you possibly can. Some of the other numbers for Frankfurt mentioned nearly 230 yards for Ty Smith. Ethan Armstrong had 12 carries for 60 yards. Trent Harden had a carry for 33 yards late. Brock Armstrong had a late big run as well, 43 yards. And a touchdown late in the game. Jack Keller had a big touchdown run as well. Brock Armstrong's was 16 yards out in the fourth. Jack Keller, 43 yards to put the cherry on top of the sundae with a 106 to go. 48-8, the final score. All Frankfurt here tonight. In our postgame show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? He's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Let's transition on and announce our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan as well, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, again, quite a few options, but I don't think it's any question. Freshman quarterback for Frankfurt, Ty Smith, 29 carries, 229 yards, four touchdowns. He also completed two of four passes for 34 yards as well. Our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. 48-8, Frankfurt, the final score. They defeat Hanover for the first time in 10 years and just the second time since 2008. Again, Frankfurt now 5-1 overall. They will go to Thunder Ridge next week. Hanover drops to 3-3. They are back at home as they will play Lynn. For all of our listeners, thanks again. We appreciate you very much. For Kirk Kilman back in studio, I am Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening to our ball game tonight. Keep it locked. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.